Alien Clay by Adrian Tchaikovsky. Read by Ben Allen. Dramatis Personae. Selected personnel of the labour colony on IMNO 27G, informally known as Kiln, under the authority of Earth's governmental mandate. Staff. Commandant Terrellen. Dr. Nimel Primat, Bioscience Team Leader. Feep, Foop and Fop, Bioscience Researchers. Vesikan, Archaeology Team Leader. Ilza Rasmussen, former Science Team Leader. Mox Kalrin, Engineer. Suiye, Security Lieutenant. Labour. Dr. Helena Krone, Dig Support Team Leader. Professor Arton Dardev, Dig Support. Ilmus Itrin, Dig Support. Parides Acosta, Dig Support. Marquane L, Dig Support Intended, Acceptable Wastage. Clemish Beruda, General Labour. Armiet Grail, General Labour. Alaxi, General Labour. Vertigio Keeve, Excursions Team Leader. Greeley, Excursions. Hakira, Excursions. Jeremy, Excursions. Ockrich, Excursions. Schuer, General Labour. Frith, General Labour. Booth, Maintenance. Part 1. Liberté. Chapter 1. They say never start a story with a waking, but when you've been hard asleep for 30 years, it's difficult to know where else to begin. Start with a waking, end with a wake, maybe. Hard asleep is, I am informed, the technical term. Hard, because you're shut down, dried out, frozen for the trip from star to star. They have it down to a fine art. Takes 11 minutes like clockwork. A whole ship full of miscreants who are desiccated down to something that can... Well, I was about to say survive indefinitely, but that's not how it goes, of course. You don't survive. You die. But in a very specific, flash-frozen way that allows for you to be restarted again, more or less where you left off at the other end. After all, the shunting about would kill anybody, the permanent, non-recoverable kind of kill, who wasn't withered down. They pump you full of stuff that reinflates you to more or less your previous dimensions. You'll note there's a lot of more or less in this process. It is an exact science, just not one that cares about the exact you. Your thought processes don't quite pick up where they left off. Short-term memory isn't preserved. More recent mental pathways don't make the cut. Start with a waking, therefore, because in that instant it's all you've got, until you can establish some connection to older memories. You know who you are, but you don't know where you are or how you got there. Which sounds terrifying, but then let me tell you what you're waking up into. Actual hell. The roaring of colossal structural damage as the ship breaks up all around you. The jostling jolt as the little translucent bubble of plastic you're travelling in is jarred loose and begins to tumble. A cacophony of vibration coming through the curved surface to you. The death throes of the vessel which has carried you all this way, out into the void, and is now fragmenting. There's a world below that you know nothing about. Not in your head right then. And above you are only the killing fields of space. The fact there's a below and an above shows that the planet's already won that particular battle over your soul and you're falling. The oldest fear of monkey humanity, the one which makes a baby's rubbery hands clench without thought. Such a fall from grace as never mankind, nor monkey, imagined.